We are learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting with two dots on the Chav Ches Amud Beis. It said in the Sefer the Mishnah, someone says, Harei Netiyas Elu Karbon Achi Yiktitzu, or Achi Tisarif, by a Talos. Talosu Karbon Achi Tisarif. Ein Lam Pidyon. What does that mean, Ein Lam Pidyon? So Gemara Kasha, V'lo'ilam, it never has a Pidyon, like why not? It's Kadosh, that's Pashit, it's Kadosh till you cut it down. So what does it mean, Ein Lam Pidyon? Why should I have a Pidyon? It's Kaddish now, so what can we regulate? Let's say you're going like the Shita that carbon means to make carbon. Why shouldn't I have Pidyon? Should I have a Pidyon? Lo'ilam should I have a Pidyon? Rav Pada, you know what it means, Ein Lam Pidyon? Padon Chayzois V'Kaydshais. Padon Chayzois V'Kaydshais. Achi Yiktsu. The Chiddush is, talk about Padon, that if you paid it, you could be paid it. So let's say it's not going to get cut down for 6 months. And you made it hektish, so it's hektish. Then you went ahead and you paid it within the 6 months. And then you paid it. Zokter HaPada, what happens is it becomes hektish again. Because with my Amira, with my what I said, that it's going to be Kaddish, Ach Yiksesu, it's in those words are that it keeps on being Kaddish again and again. That's what keeps on happening. Chayzvayz v'kaydshayz. What? Because that's what I said.
No, I said
it's Kosh Ach Yiksasu.
That's just
the Kosh.
What? Pidyon should work.
Why should it work? No, Pidyon works.
I'm saying that.
No, right.
Kosh until right. I cut it down. So until I cut it down.
Exactly. So Kosh means it remains Kosh. So Pidyon, you can't stop with Pidyon. Pidyon is a Matzias. That something is Kosh, you can pay this. So you're saying very good. So what happens is after you pay this.
Pidyon means
right. You transfer Gisha.
Right.
So for one split second, it's not Kosh, but it becomes Kosh again. Like exactly what you're saying. It becomes Kosh again. That's what he says. Pardon chayz v'kedushas. Pardon chayz v'kedushas. At yiksesu, niktetu, paidim pamach asadaya. After it gets cut, so you still have to pay it according to Bar Pada because he holds it doesn't go off. The kedusha doesn't go off bechti. It's kaddish right now. The thing is, it's kaddish made carbon, so it doesn't. It comes off. That's the thing. So there, it's paidim pamach asadaya. V'ula amar. What? Because it's Kaddish. It's Kaddish Ach Yiksesu. So he says, how does it come off? You can't make a time. You can't make a time thing. What? You can't do that on Kedusha. So you can't make Kaddish Osman. You can't do that. And that's what Rav Pada holds. You can't make the Kaddish. And once it's Kaddish, it can't, like the Gemara is going to take an example in a second. If someone's a Kaddish Isha, can you say a Kaddish Isha till tomorrow? No. Once it's Kaddish, you're Kaddish. You can't make a time thing. That's what Rav Pada holds. The Kedusha is not full of Bechdi. You can't make a time, you can't give it a time frame. Padam pamachas v'daya v'ulo amar says no argues kim shenixetu shuv ein padam. Once you cut it down, ein padam. So now what does it mean? Let's say if you write pada ein lam pidyon, you know what it means ein lam pidyon. Ein lam pidyon means because it keeps on going, it keeps on becoming hektish again. That's what means ein lam pidyon. Fi ulo, what does that mean? Kim shenixetu shuv ein padam. What does that mean? So that's a shaila here. What's the machlokes between Ula and Bar Pada? The Rashba holds that Ula only argues on Bar Pada only after you cut it down. Is it paka bechdi or not? That's clearly one machlokes that everyone agrees to. There's a machlokes Ula and Bar Pada over here. What happens when you cut it? According to Bar Pada, when you cut it, you still have to be paided because where did the hektash go? According to Ula, when you cut it, so then that was the end of the time frame for this hektish, so automatic comes off. That's clearly a machlekes. But, Zok the Rashba, Ula could learn that Ein Lam Pidyon means Padon v'chayzram v'kedaychayz until the yiksetzu. Because until the yiksetzu, it's taka hektish, even for Ula. For everyone, right? So what happens is, if you paid it before that, it regenerates itself, becomes hektish again. So they both tie Ein Lam Pidyon the same way. But there's a new machlekes. What happens when you cut it? According to Bar Pada, it falls off Bechdi. According to Ula, it doesn't. According to Bar Pada, you have to be paid it, rather. Ula says it goes off Bechdi, it goes off by itself. So that's only one machlokes Ula and Bar Pada, if Paka Bechdi or not. But he brings down from the Ramak, Ramesha Katavi, he brings down that Bar Pada and Ula are arguing in two things. And it's Tali Zebezeh. And he says that according to Ula, since Ula holds that's not Padam Chayz v'Kedushayz, so we understand Ach Yiktsu means, and why I speak Ach Yiktsu? Because that's where the Hektash is Chal only until that time. But according to Bar Pada, even after Yiktsu, you have to pay it. So what was Ach Yiktsu? Like, what was the point saying Atchiyiktsu according to Bar Pada? You anyway got to be paided afterwards. So what was Atchiyiktsu? What happens when you cut it? So Bar Pada has to mean to say that he wants to be make it hektish again and hektish again. That's Fi Ula, why did it say Atchiyiktsu? So now we have to reframe ourselves. We said the Rashi holds is no machlokes about paiding mechayis kedushos, only machlokes about paka bechdi. The Ramak says no. The Chalukah says both things. And they're totally zeh b'zeh. Why? Because according to Ula, he never said it's going to be Kaddish again and again. All he said was, it's Hekdash Atchi Yiktsu. What does that mean? That means that it's only Hekdash Atul Tzitza. After that, it goes off by itself. According to Bar Pada, if he says Atchi Yiktsu, what does he mean? Only Tul Tzitza? What do you mean? Even after Tzitza, he has to be part of it. So Akarchachi means to say is that if you paid it within the time frame of Yiktsu, it's going to be automatically hektish again. It's going to become hektish again. So that's why he holds Poydon Chayz V'Kushayz. So Bar Pada holds Poydon Chayz V'Kushayz, Poydon Chayz V'Kushayz. Why? Because he holds after Niktsu, he needs to be paid it. But Ra'ula holds that it's Paka B'Chdi, does not hold Poydon Chayz V'Kushayz. There's two Machlaikasin. And how do you read Ein Lam Pidyon according to Ula? According to Ula, Ein Lam Pidyon means that's coming to teach us that Makdish Dova Azman Yadua, so Ma'ois is Man Va'elech Nifka Kedusha Ve'in Tzarech Pidyon, which means like this, Ein Lam Pidyon means it doesn't need Pidyon. So according to Bar Pada, Ein Lam Pidyon means Pidyon doesn't work until Ketzitza because it keeps coming back again. But according to Ula, it means Ein Lam Pidyon doesn't need Pidyon. Hold it from Shah in the Mishnah. So if you're writing the Perush in the Mishnahis, it says in the Sefer, Eilam Pidyon, Tupshatim. The Fibar Parada, Eilam Pidyon means that it keeps on regenerating. Every time you point it, it starts again, it goes again. According to Ula, Eilam Pidyon means it doesn't need Pidyon, because it only worked till Ksitza. And Fizet is two machlaikas in Ula and Bar Parada. So the Rashba holds only one machlaikas. According to the Ramak, it's two machlaikas in. And it could be this has an afkamina when it comes to Mominus. When it comes to Mominus, if you have this idea of Chayzer, if it goes back, we're not going to get into that, but that's what a lot of the Ram talks about. But this is the Ikkar part that's the Gei Os by Nedarim. So Akaponim, that's Mechalik's about Pada and Ula. Omle Rav Amnuna, so Rav Amnuna says to Ula, I don't understand you. Kedusha Shebehen, Lehechen Och Hocha, where did Kedusha go? Like, how did that happen? How could something work only until Tzitza, and then it falls off by itself? Is it possible to go over to a lady and say, here's Kedushin, today you're my wife, tomorrow it's off. And I say it before, it's only till tomorrow. Does that work? Of course not, you need a get. Minafka v'lo get. So you see, they can't just do, you can't just make a Kedushin just like that, it doesn't go off by itself. What? A Kedushin, what's Kedushin? Right, but Hektish is the same as Kedushin. Why is it different? What's different? What? Kainer? So Kainer is even better. It's a mom. It's mominous, so why is this even better?
He's
Kainer. Look, right. I can't say I'm buying this only until tomorrow. I can say that. It's called renting. Why can't I do that? It's called Mechil Zman. You can do Mechil Zman. What's the thing? And you can't even do it there, so of course you can't do it by Hektish. How does Hektish just fall off? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Are you going to ask me? We said two pshatim in our Mishnah, what it means, carbon. One pshat was hektish. The other pshat was, Rameyer says it means a koinim klali. Like we said on yesterday's blab, two pshatim in the Ran. Carbon can mean koinim klali. So it's koinim klali that you can't do for Zman. Why not? It's koinim klali means it's a neder. Neder you can do for Zman. That's the Ran's kasha. From Taimar, the Ran says in the Ramasuk Vichik Dusha, right in the middle of the Amid, Tainik Lamad, the Vashinu Masisin, the Hektish Mamish Askinon, Iklamir Fakhachel, Idach Perusha, the Perishta, the Vikonomis Skinon, Hechisak, the Economist, like Paka Vachdi. It's a first Mishnah, Neder Ayarak, which we have before. If someone says, At Nenesli out of Pesach, and Telkle Beis Savich out of Chag, if you say, you can't know of Tol Pesach, so it's only on us, Tol Pesach is also, right? We had that before. So he answers, that's only by a Koinim Prati. That's only where you set a Koinim on your wife, only on your wife. But again, by Koinim Klali, according to the Rameyer, just like it's strong enough to have a pidyon, it's also strong enough that it's Chomer, it's not Paka Vechti. And that's why it's a Kasha, even Fi, if you learn Koinim. For a whole world, right, for a week. Can't do that, according to Rameyer. Because that's like Hektish. Fi is Kasha. It's like Hektish. Obviously, we have Ula and Bar Pada, but according to this Kasha. So Rav Nuna's Kasha is, Kedushas Ben Hechlocha. It's not worse than someone says to his wife, today you're my wife, tomorrow you're not my wife. So Amalei Rava. So Rava says, "Nah, it's not a kasha ula. Mikam Adamis Kedushas Damim Kedushas Aguf Kedushas Dam Paka Mechdi. Kedusha aguf lepaka b'chdi. Rosh is pasht. Over here, by this case of carbon, you made it tears of carbon. It's not kedusha aguf. Kedusha is dhamma. Kedusha means it's kadosh for the dhamma to be for carbon. It's not being carbon itself. It's not being makar of a sapling. So it's only kedusha dhamma. So kedusha dhamma is paka b'chdi. Ula says paka b'chdi. You know what? Don't talk about kedusha dhamma here. Don't ask me a kasha from a kedusha which is kedusha aguf, where there the isha itself is kadosh. Don't ask me a kasha from there. So the Rosh says pasht teretz. Ula is talking about kedusha dhamma. Omalei Abaya. Abaya says back to Rava, "Kedusha aguf lepaka b'chdi." Why kedusha aguf doesn't go off by itself? Like Rava saying, you know, I agree to you, Rav Amnuna. You're right by isha hayoyim. That's kedusha aguf. Here kedusha dam. Zogt Abaya, kedusha aguf lepaka b'chdi. Kedusha aguf does not come off by itself. Va'tayin unten abraisa. Shor za oila kol amid yoyim. Someone says this shor is a oila for 30 days. Well, achal amid yoyim wanted to be a shlam. The loch is kol amad yom oila. The first 30 days you start to bring it to Beis Mikdash, it's oila. After that, it automatically turns into shlomim. Kol amad yom ulachal amad yom shlomim. So kol amad yom oila laachal amad yom is shlomim. That's a loch. I read it inside again. Some of the shows are oila kol amad yom ulachal amad yom shlomim. The loch is kol amad yom oila laachal amad yom shlomim. Amai kedusha guf ninu paka b'chdi comes up by itself. So Abaye says, what do you mean? I have a first Abraisa that says that Kedusha Guf is Paka B'chdi. So what, it's just a kash on Rav. It's not really a kash on the Chesmer and Gemara. Gemara already answered that we're talking about Kedusha Dhamma here, and that's why it's Paka B'chdi. But it's kash on Rav. Rav says Kedusha Guf is not Paka B'chdi. So he says, what do you mean? Kedusha Guf is not Paka B'chdi. I have a first Abraisa that says that an oiler turns into a shlama. I can ask me, Rav Amnuna brought a raya from a case of Isha. That's where Rav is coming from an Isha. So what, Abaye argues on Isha? So the Ran has two pshatim, kedaka v'kardesh. The Ran has two pshatim. First pshat the Ran says is, yeah, by August on Kedusha, he holds Kedusha in Lizman, maybe. Maybe he could do it like that. That's his first teretz. So that's his first thing. So he's, but his second teretz is, no, he says that's cholok Kedusha and hektish. Kedusha is more chomer than hektish. Why? So it's a shvara pshat, but it says like this. He says that by hektish, since there is a musik dia of Kedusha's domim, there's an idea of Kedusha's domim by hektish, so therefore, it's possible to have a kedushas haguf l'zman. And he gives an example, like by a soda mikne, even though it's possible to have like a kinyan peiris. He says it's possible of a hektish to have an idea of a kedusha l'zman because there's such a thing as kedushas domen by hektish. So therefore, even kedushas haguf could also be l'zman. Mashaikin by isha, there's no such thing as kedushas domen. It's never shayach by isha to be kedusha l'zman, and therefore, the kedushas haguf is not possible to have l'zman. Akedekach, Rabbi Chana has a kasha. He says, so how could you bring it for Oila then? If it's only Kedusha's Domim. So that's the way he asked the kasha. So Rabbi Chana says, if you bring it for Oila within 30 days, then it's about the Kedusha's Guf to Oila. But what you're saying is, it's Paka Bechdi is because it's a type of Kedusha's Guf that's like Kedusha's Domim that could be Lizman. It's a very shvar idea, but that's what the Ran is trying to say. The Ran is answering again, we're trying to answer. The Ran is trying to say, what does Abaye do with Kedusha? Teretz is Abaye holds that hektish is cholok kedushim because by hektish it's shayach idea of kedushas dam and therefore its kedushas aguf could also be only lizman, it could be paka b'chdi. So Akapodim, just to bring you back to the Chesed and Gemara, is that Abaye has a kasha. You rather say kedushas aguf is kuli am and not paka b'chdi. It's not true. We have a brayso that says turns the violet to shlam. And for the Gemara, hakamai askinin dam uladami, that the case was that you said that should be ledomi. This brayso that says shorza oila kol yam yochin shlomim. You didn't say stam shorza oila. You make kedusha guf. You said it should be ledomei oila. And after 30 days ledomei shlomim. That's not a problem, ready? Because by domim we said kedusha domim could be paka b'chdi, at least according to one man the yama, not according to barpada, but at least according to ula it could work. So that's the case of ledomi. We're talking about ledomi. You're going to ask me, I halacha, that a matvis tvimel by the gabayis, it automatically becomes kodesh kedusha aguf. If you take a shar tamim and say, I want this to be kodesh by the gabayis, halacha is, you have to bring it for a carbon, because you now have matvis tvimel. We had it early on, in the Mesech Torah, you can't matvis tvimel. You have to be makdash adafkal mizbech. So on that, he says, the Ran says, talking about Balmum here. Talking about Balmum here, and you sell the dummy, that was the case. He said it for the money. Talking about Balmum, a behavior of Balmum, you sell the dummy, that was the case. Are you going to ask me, might it be a kashta bar pada right now on this? In this case, even if you say ledomi, it's still shvar bar pada. Pada says even kedusha domim is not paka b'chdi, right? By natiyos. By Netiyas and Talis, it says not Paka Bachdi. And for Tehran, the case was here that you appointed it. That was the case. You appointed it. What you do is, you appointed it. You appointed it in between. And therefore, after 30 days, it's Chal, the Kedusha Shlomim. You appointed it. Like we said, when you appointed something, it goes back and becomes Kaddish. So here, you appointed it. Now it becomes Kedusha Shlomim. That's the halacha. It's Pashit. So he says that you would think, since when you said the Achlam Yom Shlomim, it wasn't Shaykh, because the Kedusha Oil al Pakamadi, because even the Domim, because Domim is not Pakamadi, so you would think it's not Chal afterwards. Teretz says, no, it is Chal, even though I couldn't do it Peshas Maisa, because Maisa, when it finds room to be Chal, it's Chal. You got it, everyone? The question was that you sell a Domi here. Gevaldik, we took care of the Kasha on Rava, that Kedusha goes not Pakamadi, you sell a Domi here. But Bar Pada holds, Domi also is not Pakamadi. Because it says in our Mishnah that the halacha is you still have to appoint it even after Yiktisu. And here it's Mashma, it goes by itself. And for Tehran, you attack a point it here. You attack a point it. That one he said the first 30 days are Ireland and Shlomo. That was after 30 days you appointed it, and then it turns into a Shlomo automatically. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that even though when I said this is Ireland of 30 days, then Shlomim, it wasn't possible, still it's Chal. Still it works. That's the chiddush of Fibapad, that'd be chiddush and Votum Ladami. And that's why right now we had a kasha on Rava, we answered Ladami. I to steer it to Bapada, Teretz is here, you did a pidyon. That's what we're holding right now in the Sugya, right now as we ready to go Vaitiv.